Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, our NFL insider, Eric Adelson on Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. I'm not surprised, Eric, that it turned out that way. I'm a little surprised the Chargers lost to a third-string quarterback, but that's, you know, that's chargering it. We've seen that in the past many times.
Yeah, I mean, they should give Derwin James MVP votes just for not being there all year. I mean, it's just an incredible, it's incredible difference between what they were able to do against Lamar Jackson in the playoffs last year and what they're unable to do against the Steelers offense. That, you know, really, I love the Duck Dodger story, but you know, he can't throw a deep ball, and at least not accurately. And so you knew that it was going to be James Conner and Benny Snell overload, and they still couldn't stop it. It's just amazing. Cause and if you look back at what – and I realize this is not just Derwin James, but, you know, in a situation like that, he can crowd the line and he can make those choices a lot harder and force him to throw, and the Chargers just couldn't do that. And it's looking like a lost season. It's just incredible what a difference that one player – makes in terms of their ability, their options on defense.
Talking to Eric Adelson, our NFL senior writer here on Ben and Woods this morning. A lot of moves yesterday, a lot of quarterbacks being pulled. I felt like a little bit, it should probably be the end of the road for Marcus Mariota in Tennessee and Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. Those two guys, they're hurting their team more than they're helping at this point.
Yeah, you know, so disappointing. I was at their first NFL game where they played each other in Tampa, and I think Mariota had four touchdowns, and I think Jameis had three interceptions. I'm not trying to recall, but it being in the Titans locker room after that game, it just felt like everyone in there knew that Mariota was the answer, and he's had good moments. I mean, he's won a playoff game.
Yep.
You know, Jameis hasn't gone close to that, but you have to do more. The shelf life of that very good offensive line isn't forever. Derrick Henry isn't forever. And I don't think Tannehill's the answer either. They have to go back to square one while they have this talent. They do have a talented team. I mean, Kevin Byard is probably the most underrated defense player in the league. Their offensive line is stout. And then Derrick Henry, everybody knows that. They've got the makings of a team that can go in the playoffs and do some damage. And the Colts are iffy, the Jags are iffy, you know, the Texans now they look like they have an MVP in Sean Watson, but, it's time to make the move. And then, you know, the Bucks, I've covered Jameis Winston back to his college days. I covered his trial in the on-campus trial in Tallahassee. And then covered his Bucks career. Just so much time invested into somebody that just never got better. You know, he's boom and bust and is tantalizing with that talent. But really, he is what he was in this very first spring game he played at Florida State. Just a tremendous arm, a risk taker, and the ability to make the big play, but also the consistent, prone to terrible throws. And that's never, ever, ever changed. And now it's too late, I think, at least in Tampa. And they have to find somebody else. And like I tweeted yesterday, the most exciting part of the Jameis Winston era in Tampa was the Ryan Fitzpatrick era, and that still remains the same.
Eric, I'm going to give you three teams that started the season and combined 10-0 and have since gone 0-8. And I want you to tell me the level of concern over each of the three right now, and you probably already know them. The Chiefs, the Cowboys, and the Rams, all losers yesterday.
I am most concerned about the Rams because I feel like when the Cowboys get their tackles back, they lost two tackles to injury, and I feel like when they get their tackles back, then Zeke is a tremendous blocker, but only when he has an offensive line to protect him. And then I think it opens up for Gallup and Amari Cooper, who was on the sideline yesterday. I'm not panicking about Dallas, although I'm sure Jerry Jones is panicking.
They're also still tied for first place in what's been a mediocre NFC East right now at 3-3 with the Eagles. So, yeah, no reason to necessarily hit the panic button yet.
Yeah. The Chiefs, I mean, Mahomes is limited. My concern, because I believe it's an ankle issue.
Yeah.
My concern with the Chiefs long term is their running game. Is that without Kareem Hunt, they never really replaced him, and so I hate to say a Mahomes offense is one dimensional, but they're putting a lot of pressure on their defense by being such a throw first team because they're going to be off the field fast either way, and that makes me concerned about them. I still think that they're an elite team. I still think that they're a playoff team. But I think that their issues are beyond this whatever's ailing Mahomes now. Now, the Rams, they have Gurley. They still have a good offensive line. But it seemed like something's been figured out in terms of Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And maybe McVay as well. Because really none of these McVay-alikes are doing terrifically well elsewhere either, except for in Green Bay. And we know why Green Bay is good on offense. If you include the Super Bowl, which everybody watched on tape, you know, every defensive coordinator is watching that Super Bowl on tape, you have some big questions that aren't getting answered from week to week about Goff and about McVay. And so if you pile the box, which is what the Niners did, and take Gurley away as much as humanly possible, you make Goff beat you, and I'm not sure that he can. That's, to me, a long-term issue. And in that division, I mean, the Niners look legit.
Yep.
The Seahawks, honestly, might be the best team in the NFC. And the Cardinals aren't bad. So there's major red flags to me in both Los Angeles franchises.
We are talking NFL football with our boy Eric Adelson, joins us every Monday at this time. Just a question for you about the NFL in general. We're probably going to talk about the Sunday night football game more on our show today until 9 o'clock. It was pretty embarrassing, you know, if you're an L.A. Chargers fan, to look in that sea of black and gold. I mean, it was worse than I'd ever seen it. Let me ask you a general question, though. Does the NFL care? I saw a lot of people tweeting, at NFL, this is an embarrassment. They don't care, right? As long as there are asses in the seats, they don't care what color they wear.
No. It's a sold-out crowd, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's raucous.
And not only that, yeah. And not only that, but I bet there was a lot of Chargers fans who sold their tickets at boosted prices.
Yep.
And are now counting their money. So what does the NFL want? They want the market. They got the market. They want the stadium. They got the stadium. So it doesn't matter if the Rams and Chargers lose all their games. And you know that next year, everybody's going to want to be in that stadium,
yes.
At least for next year.
At least
and
next
probably
year.
At least next year. And guess where else fans are going to want to be in that stadium? Vegas.
Yeah.
And so for the medium term, the NFL is delighted with the situation because San Diego, as much as everybody loves San Diego, it wasn't the moneymaker that L.A. is going to be. It wasn't the market L.A. is. And so now they have basically three for the price of zero. They have two LA teams and Vegas, and London is going well. They introduced a new London site yesterday. We all got up to watch it on television. I'm sure the ratings be fine, even though it was a clunker of a game. The NFL is doing just fine. And by the way, they're probably secretly laughing at the NBA, because the NBA took a huge bath last week in terms of PR, and the NFL, by comparison, not being in China, is comes out roses.
We'll see in a couple of years, though, when like the Cincinnati Bengals come to LA and there's 50,000 empty seats in that brand new stadium, how happy the NFL continues to be with the Chargers organization. We're talking to Eric Adelson, our NFL senior writer. Monday Night Football matchup. We had a good one last week, I believe. It looks like another good one this week. Green Bay, you just mentioned the Packers off to a 4-1 start, but the Lions, kind of the sneaky team in the NFC North, 2-1-1, and they've won four straight against the Packers going into this one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a huge tell for the Packers. I'm a little skeptical about the Packers because I think that a team like the Lions, if they can control the ball on the ground, can take Rodgers off the field. And I think that's something that may put a wrench in the whole Packers start. I could be wrong. I mean, I've bet against the Packers wrongly before, and it's stupid to bet against Aaron Rodgers. I feel like the new Lions, where they have a tight end, and I love Eric Ebron, but he couldn't block. Hockenson is now healthy out of concussion protocol. He can block. He gives Stafford an option. Kerryon Johnson's their running back, the best running back they've had since Reggie Bush. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. And a healthy offensive line. I think this is a team that can now take the air out of the ball. And they have playmakers on defense. Darius Slay, he's very familiar with Aaron Rodgers. They have a good defensive line. You know, I was very skeptical about Patricia because I thought Jim Caldwell did a very nice job there. But I'm a believer now, and I think this could be a tell for both the Packers and the Lions. Now, it's home, it's Lambeau, it's Monday night. Rodgers could just throw all over the house, and then I'm wrong. But I think this is going to be – I think this game is going to make some Packers fans nervous.
Good stuff, Eric. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Eric Adelson, senior NFL writer. All right, we need a contestant, I told you the prize earlier. We've got passes to Universal Studios Hollywood, Halloween Horror Nights, and we're going to qualify someone for a trip to Vegas.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
in Real or Fake. Start dialing 833-288-0973. We'll take the third caller, and if you get in, you will go head-to-head against Woods. Now, if you beat or tie him, you win the prize. If you don't, then we throw him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.